The Canarian Weekly Local News, exclusively on Oasis FM.
In the early hours of Monday morning, firefighters were called out to Pueblo Canario due to a fire breaking out in the underground parking. The incident took place at 3 a.m. when security guards noticed smoke coming from the garages and called emergency services. Once the fire was extinguished, the garage was inspected and firemen found it had started from a car parked in the garage basement, and it has also affected three motorbikes. The National Police are looking for a homeless man who is believed to have started the fire. The suspect is a well-known petty thief in the area by local authorities. The Guardia Civil have seized 400 marijuana plants from a greenhouse in Tamaimo in Santiago del Teide. Some of the plants were 2.5 metres high, and officers arrested two men charged with a public health offence. Police caught the two suspects moving the plants from one greenhouse to another as they were flowering. The detainees will appear before the Arona courts this week. The Guardia Civil and La Gomera are investigating four men between the ages of 49 and 62 for illegal hunting and illegal possession of a firearm. Witnesses notified the authorities that the men were firing shots from a parked vehicle in San Sebastian. Police identified the men and asked if they had any weapons in the vehicle, and one of the suspects admitted to having a rifle. When they searched the car, the Guardia found a 22 gauge rifle with a built-in laser, along with a case and telescopic sight, a homemade silencer, ammunition, and a bag with 10 knives in it. Proceedings have been referred to the Court of San Sebastian in La Gomera. And finally, can you imagine parking your car and then finding it covered in graffiti the next morning? Well, this is what happened to a white van parked in the centre of Los Cristianos belonging to Daniel Sotrullo. The funny part of this story is that the artist concerned uploaded a picture of his work to his Facebook page, and the National Police have already arrested him. For the latest on these and other stories, please visit our website and Facebook pages.
For more news, pick up the Canarian Weekly every Friday. Tenerife's only weekly British newspaper.